From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, is menopause different today than it was a generation ago? Author Sandra Singh Low says yes.
But first, today Russian officials played down but didn't deny that President Putin told the head of the EU, if I wanted to take Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, I could do it in 2 weeks. Thursday, NATO leaders meet in Wales to talk about the Russian threat in Ukraine. They're expected to approve a rapid reaction force to defend NATO countries in Eastern Europe. President Obama will stop first tonight in Estonia, which borders Russia. Aides say it's to send a message to Russia to not mess around in Estonia as it has in Ukraine. We've reached Estonia's Foreign Minister Urmas Paet. Thank you, Minister Paet.
Yes, thank you for your interest.
And just first, your reaction to what is going on in Ukraine. Accusations that Russian troops are already on the ground there. A lot of bluster coming out of Moscow. Your reaction?
Well, of course, we are very worried about events in Ukraine and about aggressive behavior of Russia. And, of course, it's not only our concern, but realism is that the security environment of Europe has clearly been changed.
And would you do us a favor and remind listeners who may not be as familiar with Estonia, like your neighbors Latvia and Lithuania, Estonia was occupied for a long time by the Soviet Union. So there's a complicated legacy. You've got many Russian speakers, retired Russian army personnel in your territory. But we understand, unlike some of the other Baltic countries, your country is not Slavic, more maybe influenced by Finland. So do you feel threatened in the way that, you know, parts of Ukraine might feel threatened because our understanding is that Russia feels that it has some sort of ownership of these Slavic territories? Do you feel that same threat?
Well, I don't think that it's so much about Slavic territories. I think that the mindset in Moscow is very much oriented on building up so-called Eurasian Union, which means to have direct influence over at least majority of former Soviet Union republics. Estonia, yes, Estonia is not a Slavic country. Estonia is Finno-Ugrian, as is Finland. If I compare Estonia with Ukraine, then big difference is that Estonia is NATO member state and European Union member state, which Ukraine is not. And also it's very important that Estonian population, including our Russians, they are clearly on position that they love to live in Estonia and not in Russian Federation.
By the way, Ukraine very much would like to be a NATO member. That's still being debated. But meanwhile, as a NATO member, what would you like? This idea of a rapid response team that would be positioned to protect countries like yours, is that something you're in favor of?
Short answer is yes, because I guess that the level of security should be in every and each NATO member state the same. So that what we expect also from President Obama's visit and also from NATO summit is that the presence of our NATO allies will be more on permanent basis, so that it's clear that NATO has to respond to aggressivity of Russia and also to events in Ukraine.
Well, and that has some analysts wondering if, in fact, this was avoidable. There are some analysts who say that when the Soviet Union collapsed, it was a mistake to expand NATO to include nations like yours, Estonia and Poland, because it effectively brought NATO, which the Russian military has always seen as an enemy, right to the Russian border. You are right on the Russian border. Do you think that expanding NATO that quickly might have backfired?
Well, of course, I don't think that NATO enlargement has been a mistake. Of course, my clear position is that every country has its own right to decide what kind of future they want to have. Actually, NATO is not targeted against Russia. It's vice versa. During the last 20 years, actually, NATO did everything to build up a normal relationship with Russia.
You know, we keep saying you're on the Russian border, but I'm reading one account. We've been hearing of Russian soldiers that are being buried in towns, and widows are demanding explanation as to how they died. The speculation, of course, is that they died in Ukraine. We understand that one of those towns is right on your border, a stone's throw from Estonia.
It is, yes. One town called Pskov. It is like 50 kilometers from Estonia, and there is quite huge Russian military base. And from this base, Russian troops have been sent also to Ukraine, and now some of them are returning dead.
Yeah. That's Estonia's Foreign Minister, Urmas Paet, speaking to us from Estonia. And, sir, we appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.